Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 227. I'm Josiah Sapp for The Villain on Twitter at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? I'm here one more week. I have a lot to hit, and actually a little to hit, but we're going to see what I can do with the time I'm allotted. This week I'm going to talk about episode 127, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. We entitled that episode, hashtag pretentious fuck. At Mem the Bean Rap for The Villain hit brief super bore talk, then roll shout-outs with that for The Villain talking about Deadpool, along with some other great podcasts. Let me stop it right there. I totally bashed the fucking creator of Deadpool, Rob Liefeld. He's from Orange County. If you guys are a fan of the Comic Syndicate, if you guys have heard the past podcast before, it's just me ripping him a new asshole. Like, I hate his guts. He's really a legit douchebag. He wrote, created this character, and bitchy and whiny, and his art honestly isn't that great. I mean, it is good art. He can't draw feet. I don't know if he can draw feet now. So yeah, it was just me going off on an experience when I met him as a young kid at the Orange County International Street Fair in Orange. That's pretty much all it is, guys. The background on that. We hit a Archie show ideas, which was interesting. We hit, I guess, shout-outs to at Empire Esquire David. We hit shout-outs from at IAO underscore Mr. Big Geek, which is AC. We had thanks to at Pod About Nothing as well for new commercial ideas, which I don't recall any of those. We hit What the Fuck News. Man whose coworkers used taser on him heads to court. Okay, that's just funny to me. I'm still going to fucking taser RG and Victoria tomorrow now. We hit Roger the Buff Kangaroo is back, and then we hit you and your long-distance partner can now have long-distance sex. Yeah, so sex facts. We hit Comic Talk, Comic News, MacGyver, Pilot Order for CBS. We hit Star Trek, Shatter, Net Chat. We hit Saw Legacy Continues, Training Day series and talks. We hit Netflix, Voltron series comes to life. We hit Colin Bunn and Vanessa Del Rey's Empty Man in talks for a TV show. We hit Fast and the Furious plot. Like they have any. We hit hashtag Bubba Fett and Rogue One rumor. We hit Hasbro and Mattel reportedly in merger talk. We hit new Hasbro and Transformers. I guess they were going to come out with an album at the time. I've never come across that. We hit Daredevil Punisher crossover coming. And I guess it was all based off of pretty much the Netflix series Daredevil Season 2, where Punisher was finally introduced. We hit also Amazing Fantasy number 15. We hit, Amazing Fantasy 15, number 15, first appearance of Spider-Man could sell for $400,000. It's a grip load of fucking cash. We hit comic reviews, there you go, Spider-Man number 1, A-Force number 4, Uncanny X-Men number 3, Nova number 4, which was Book of the Week. We hit Uncanny Avengers number 5, Vision number 4. Oh my gosh, Tom King was the writer of that. Gabriel Fernando Walta was the artist, was Book of the Week. Every time I was reading those, I had to review those. Guys, if you guys want a grounded story, it's beautiful. It's literally the Vision, you know, from Marvel Comics, but it's a synthesized android that creates a family for himself so he can be happy. And he's got fucked up problems, if not worse than what we do. Again, very humanizing the way Tom King writes it. I've always encouraged everyone to go check it out. All right, so I'm still praising that one, even though the trade paperback is out and easy to find now. All right, first thing I'm going to hit is going to be the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League is almost filled up. We have David in the league. We have Sadie back. We have Bobby Rack back. Rick, Christian, Paul, Allen from Other 2OC. So RG's brother is on this year. And myself at For the Villain. And this draft is going to be this Saturday. I'm going to drop this tomorrow. This is a Tuesday, the 28th today. And yeah, guys, I maybe have one spot open if anyone is curious. I'm going to drop this on a Wednesday. Feel free to hit me up on the side, DM me on the side. Let me know, hey, dude, do you have an extra spot? I would love to have you on. And I did say Paul was in, so yes. Okay, next one is going to be working on getting a few guests on the show. Speaking of Paul, yeah, I mentioned last week, he has a horror podcast. It's going to be the Who Will Survive podcast. So I got an opportunity, I guess, to have someone on the show. But is it really someone I want to interview? And the person is going to be Steve Guttenberg, guys. If you're younger than 30, 25, you probably won't know who Homeboy is. He's going to come up with a new movie, or he's going to be in a new movie called Bigger. And it's a world premiere that's going to be in Vegas. And it's pretty much the Iron Man contest. Not necessarily Iron Man contest, but like the Mr. Olympia contest. So there's going to be someone portraying Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's going to be about that competition. And the other people that I would have a chance to interview is going to be Steve Gallows, who's the producer. Julianne Hough, who she's just beautiful anyways. I don't think I've seen her in anything. Tyler Hoechlin, Kevin Durant, and Max Martini are just a few people. But the Goot. I should fucking definitely go for the Goot, right? Last thing I'm going to hit, speaking of the two OC boys and the Fantasy Football League, I'm going to hit something I haven't hit in a while. I'm going to have Summer Movie Draft. This is going to be an update on that, and I've been invited. I believe this is my fourth, maybe fifth year. Alan from the 2OC puts it together. Him and Anton are boys, and they've invited us on little by little. So now these are the people that are in it. It's going to be myself. It's going to be RG, Anton, Alan, Carl. Again, I think Roslyn. Who else am I missing? Carl invited his daughter. And it's a really dope fucking thing we do every summer, and I love the fuck out of it. We know movies, and essentially, in a nutshell, this is what it is. You start off with X amount of dollars, so $100, and we literally, every movie this summer, we put into a fucking box, and we pull each movie one by one. So now, off of our $100, quote-unquote, bank, we have a live auction, and it can raise as high as it goes. The more movies you accumulate, the way it works from there. So every movie you purchase with your quote-unquote $100 goes into your bank, and it's part of your movie list. The first 4 weeks, those movies make domestically for each movie only domestic that it makes. That goes into your pot, your bin, and you put all your movies together at the end of the season, and whoever makes the most money with the movies they purchased wins the pot. I think it was like $20 buy-in. I think maybe $25, but second place gets their money back. I've not been paying attention. Everyone scored like 5 movies at least. Last year, I think I scored 3 movies and got my ass kicked. This year, I only scored 2 movies. One of them is going to be Tag, which did not so great. And the movie that I picked up also was The Incredibles 2. Only 2 movies, guys. So I had 50, quote-unquote, credits left over, and it carries over. So I automatically made $50 million. But looking at the numbers and not knowing I was a contender, these are going to be the top 5 people. In 5th place, we have Anton right now. I'm sorry, Alan. Ooh, which one do we have? Okay, we have top 5. So Anton's going to be in 5th place with $488 million. I'm not going to give the exact amounts yet. We have RG in 4th place with $508 million that his movies have accumulated. 3rd place is going to be Carl with $522 million that his movies have accumulated. His daughter Gianna, I think this is her 2nd year in it. She's in 2nd place, guys, with $536 million she's accumulated so far. Some weird fucking stud is in 1st place. Josiah is making $633 million. The last people that can contend are probably going to be Gianna, has like 4 more movies. Maybe Anton can push because I think he has Crazy Rich Asians. I'm hoping I can win this off of 2 movies. I'm going to talk so much shit if that's the case. But that's just something I do on the side, and it's something fun, and I love movies, and I don't watch TV. I don't need to watch TV, but to know, you know, like, okay, just check out the plot, the synopsis. Can this sell? My 2nd job, I work at a theater, so I'm able also to watch these movies for free and let them know, like, ooh, that was a bad pickup. Like, that movie sucked. I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it. Type of deal that I get to play. But even when the Academy Awards come out, like, I have, again, the luxury of, like, catching these movies that are nominated. And RG and I need to deep dive this one, like, Academy Awards. Like, we want to destroy and just go after a few things. Anyways, that's just news I got on the side, or just what's going on in my world and what's going on in my life at the moment. Nothing exciting, but give me a few minutes and I'll be right back with some comic talk. Hopefully that changes things.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist and Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, I'm back with some comic talk. I'm going to hit it real quick. I only have one review, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet this week for you guys. First thing I'm going to hit is The Big Bang Theory to end with season 12. Honestly, this might sound blasphemous, and honestly, fuck you guys, if that's what you guys think. Everyone's in love with The Big Bang Theory. It's a fucking hit, apparently. I don't fucking like that show, hence the whole blasphemous comment. Like, I don't care for any of these characters, and they're into everything I'm into, but does it make me care about these characters anymore? It's smartly written, and that's all I'll give it, but the fact that, oh, now it's cool to be into this shit is probably why it's like, fuck all these fucking people. Type of deal. But that's going to end, so that's all I got. Next one's going to be Top Gun, Maverick recruits John Hamm and Ed Harris. So they are starting the movie already. So it's shot off or they're aboard their carrier, and those are two new people that have just jumped on board. Next one's going to be The Predator. New one is projected for $30 million opening weekend. Now, I'm a fan of the original and part two. I've seen a few of the other ones here and there. Alien VPs type of deal. Didn't really care for them. I'm a fan of the mythos, so I'm kind of curious. Next one's going to be Netflix. Netflix film reportedly shifts focus to blockbusters, quote-unquote Marvel-like movies. Netflix's film division is reportedly looking to focus more on Marvel-like blockbusters and prestige films going forward. Everyone binge watches anyway, so how do you guys feel about that? Next one's going to be, do we have any Game of Thrones fans? I know we do. A lot of people always hit me up about it. Game of Thrones final season likely to debut late 2019. So you guys have a long way to go still. Next one's going to be Dwayne Johnson's Big Trouble in Little China isn't going to be a remake. I'm kind of curious about this. I always get my news sources from CBR too, by the way, guys, comic book resources. So it sounds like the planned Big Trouble in Little China revival starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson is still in the works and won't be a remake of the 1986 classic. I loved the fuck out of that movie, dude. Give me more Kurt Russell and I'm fucking in, dude. Next one's going to be The Meg has made – this trip out on these numbers, guys. The Meg has made more at the box office than Solo, A Star Wars Story. Interesting to me. Less than a month into its release, and The Meg has already outperformed Solo, A Star Wars Story, worldwide. The Jason Statham starring Shark movie, which opened in early August, has earned over $412.79 million globally, while the latest Star Wars film, which opened this past May, earned over $392.63 million at the box office during its lifetime run. Those are fucking interesting fucking numbers. Next, we're going to hit some Marvel stuff real quick, TV shows and stuff like that. Marvel's Black Panther setting its sight on Best Picture Oscar nomination. So Disney and Marvel Studios are preparing to make a push for Black Panther to earn an Academy Award nomination for Best Picture, or most popular category that was recently added. Now, I would love for Marvel just to do this. You know what? Make a push for it, dude. It was a great fucking movie. Again, speaking of movies, like Arjun and I want to fucking tackle the Academy Awards and the shit I have to say about it already. Like, that's going to be a deep dive for us. I would rather have it win Movie of the Year as opposed to Most Popular, which I think is a bullshit category. Hence the 2OC boys I got to chat with you guys. Next one's going to be Disney delays interesting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 indefinitely. I'm pretty sure it's might be in parts because of Dave Bautista fucking chewing out everyone and trying to throw everyone under the bus because of the James Gunn thing. But that it's off the docket now is just completely odd. Especially they've been working so hard to tell all these intertwining stories for the past 10 years. And now what? They have a few more that can last 15. This is not even phase 4 now, pretty much going into, but is it really a bad thing? Because there's so much for them to pull from still. So if that's the case, it's off the docket. Let's just say that. Thor Ragnarok director Taika Waititi recently met with Marvel about another film. I loved the fuck out of Thor Ragnarok. The way it changed thematically was fucking dope to me. It was more funny, it was lighter, but it was still a great written, greatly directed, and just fun and funny movie. So if they're going to get anyone to work on a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, hopefully it's him. Next one's going to be Tom Hardy is signed for 3 Venom movies. So it depends on how this one does. They're going to sign him on for more. He's officially signed for more. 3 are ready. He's on to play the Lethal Protector in 3 films. He says, I'm open to whatever you want to do with it. We've signed up for 3 of them, so it's very much an open case. We'll see what people's responses are to it. I think it's an awesome character. I love playing both of them. Hardy said in an interview with Total Film Magazine, which just intrigues the fuck out of me because I'm really curious about this movie and I almost want it to do well. Like, I really do because I love this fucking character. All right, guys, I'm going to shift now to DC. Warner Brothers shifts Aquaman's release date in some countries. Warner Brothers has moved up the release date for Aquaman outside of the U.S. in order to maximize box office success. This is my boy Jason Momoa here, dude. So Aquaman early screening reactions declare the film is good, but not great. So early reactions to test screenings of James Wan's Aquaman have not been as hot as Warner Brothers would have been hoping for. How do you guys feel about this? Like, Adam would always bash him. Like, I've seen him in shit. He's not a good actor. I love the fuck out of Arthur Curry, who is Aquaman. I'm not going to be there. I don't support any of the DC movies. Like, give me anything. Anyways, next one's going to be The Batman. Ben Affleck may not have a say in retaining his DC Extended Universe role. Speculation has swirled for more than a year and a half that Ben Affleck is walking away from the role of Batman, making way for a younger Bruce Wayne in director Matt Reeves' solo movie. Although Warner Brothers, the filmmaker, and Affleck himself have repeatedly sidestepped the question, a new report indicates the actor's return to rehab may effectively make the decision for them. According to The Wrap, by entering a treatment facility for alcohol addiction last week for the second time since 2017, Affleck may have inadvertently made the price of insuring him on a project like The Batman too costly for the studio. Okay, first thing I'm going to say is if he's got issues, hopefully he gets those taken care of. The fact that he checked himself into a rehab clinic, props on him. I do like him as Batman. I do like him as Bruce Wayne. If it's going to be an issue because of his personal issues he has, like, I love the fuck out of Robert Downey Jr. And you guys all do too, right? I mean, right? You guys love Tony Stark. You love Iron Man. But he's had those issues too. And Marvel, Disney at the time didn't want him on board for Iron Man. John Favreau had to fight for him and be like, dude, let's give him a chance. Like, he's clean now. Like, he can act his ass off. And is it a bad choice? He's still fucking clean, and he's Tony fucking Stark, straight up. All right, guys, this is going to be interesting. So that's it for DC. And I'm going to go now strictly to comics and gaming. This is going to be interesting because I did talk about a review we made 2 years ago on 100 episodes ago. California College puts King and Walt's Vision on required reading list. An English class at Porterville College has placed Marvel's Vision limited series by Tom King and Gabriel Walta on its required reading list. Vision, the acclaimed Marvel Comics series by Tom King and Gabriel Walta, is being taught at a California college. J. Allen West shared photos on his Twitter of the required reading list for a literature class in Porterville College in California. I want to sign up for this class so bad. Leading King to reply only, whoa, that's it. Of course, that might be due to the textbook price tag for the graphic novel. So you're going to pay like $15 for it, maybe 20, maybe 25 for the hardback, which is worth checking out. The Eisner Award-winning 2016 series has been held up as something of a modern classic, and with good reason. We were praising this, and I still love the fuck out of it, so that this is a thing I love the fuck out of. out of it. It centered on the synthezoid superhero Vision as he builds for himself a suburban family in an attempt to live a normal life. But supervillain's prejudice and bad decisions tear the family apart. Since the success of the series, King has signed an exclusive contract with DC Comics that has led to similarly acclaimed runs on Mr. Miracle, which is great, and Batman, current run right now. The impact the series had on the Marvel Universe was felt immediately, with Vision's teenage daughter, Viv, the only surviving member of the family, joining the teen superhero team of the Champions. Again, I can't praise that title enough, guys. Like, it's... I gotta post a few things up, but you guys would love the fuck out of it. And that's all I got for comic news, because my review is gonna be quick. I'll hit it. Fuck me. Let me hit it right now. Comics aren't just for kids, guys. Sometimes they can be fun and funny and just make you feel something different, you know? And speaking of that, like, this is a comedy fucking comic I'm going to review, I guess. Best way to put it. I think I reviewed number one a few episodes back. This one's going to be Cosmic Ghost Rider number two. The writer I've been speaking about from Marvel the most, it seems like, is going to be Donny Cates is the writer. Dylan Burnett is going to be the artist, and Antonio Fabella is going to be the inker. This one starts off with Frank Castle has just kidnapped 3-year-old baby Thanos. And now he's wondering what the fuck he's supposed to do next. So he does what any logical thinking man would do, and to think this over, and he takes the baby Thanos, with him to a bar as he thinks things through. That's not even the funny part, dude. Like, funny panels as Frank is describing to baby Thanos, like, what his intentions were. Like, dude, I don't want you to become a mass murderer. Like, that's why I have you with me. Like, I don't want you to become a serial killer. And it's funny because the little baby 3-year-old Thanos is saying, like, Cosmic, what's that serial killer? What's a mass murderer? He's like, oh, you don't need to learn any of these things yet. Hence the whole funny, like, it's baby Thanos asking a simple question like kids do. Why? My nephew used to do it to me all the time. And it's really cool now because now we see the bartender of this place get upset and they're off world. And it's, again, it's the Cosmic Ghost Rider is Frank Castle. So you guys know him as the Punisher straight up. So the bartender now gets upset, and we see Great Pages as his chain is is being used as a baby leash. So it's like the chains of hell, and they like burn like crazy, but he's able to toss it on baby Thanos like it's a baby leash. So that just looks hilarious to me already. The art is interesting, and I will say something at the end of the review. So it's really cool because now Frank tells baby Thanos, how is it? Baby Thanos says, yucky. Tell me more about murder. As he's letting baby Thanos drink. Like, he's literally talking this to this kid. And he's like, all right, I really didn't want to, like, I don't want to introduce you to murder. Like, that's why I kidnapped you, because I don't want you to become the monster you became. But as he's saying it out loud, it's kind of funny, like, the way the effect he could have on this kid. So now the manager comes out again. We see more odd, funny panels of baby Thanos reacting to, like, who's this fucking asshole treating my babysitter like a dick? And as the manager forcefully grabs Frank, we see, like, little baby Thanos, like, break a fucking bottle and, like, ready to attack and stab the fucking manager of this fucking bar, because he's like, this kid can't fucking drink straight up. And it's cool because as we see baby Thanos lunge and attack, Frank uses his fucking baby leash chain to pull back baby Thanos. And the look on expression on his face is just fucking hilarious. Like, ooh, I was about to do something to this guy and you stopped me. So it's interesting. It's a weird, fucked up, stupid dynamic that should not work. And yet I'm loving the fuck out of it. So now we see, after we see that, he's like, damn it, listen to me. I'm trying really hard to rehabilitate this kid. And I'd really not rather murder all of you in front of him if I can possibly help it. And you get the whole fact, like, this guy is the worst person for this job. I'm just writing this on my own side. So, and it's really cool. He's like, Baby Thanos asks, why couldn't I do a murder? aren't they all going to die anyways? So next few pages, we just see, like, his quote-unquote friend he was supposed to meet, and it happens to be Galactus. And we get some more funny panels and interaction between Frank and Galactus now. And it's really cool because we see, like, a great panel, like Galactus reads his mind. He's like, hey, Dan, Galactus, long time no fucking see, man. We've had a history, and the history of Ghost Rider or Cosmic Ghost Rider is essentially go back to the review a month ago, probably, when issue number one dropped. And it's pretty much Frank Castle dies. Thanos kills all the Marvel characters, and Frank Castle dies. Mephisto in hell gives him another chance. He's like, okay, you want to continue your reckoning. Continue to go on. He's done killing everyone. Galactus comes across his world one day, and he's like, let me give you more power. And it's just fucked up. So he comes back as Ghost Rider. And then once he comes across Galactus the first time, he's like, now we have to, you can become my herald. I'm going to make you powerful so we can go out after and kill Thanos in general. And those stories are fucking great too. Still Donnie Cates writing those ones. So now we see, you know, Galactus now reading Frank's mind again. He's like, oh my gosh, I see so much in you. Like everything that we've gone through, and us failing to stop Thanos. He's like, we failed, he won, and I ended up his slave. This is Frank talking. I got a lot of things to make up for. Done a whole hell of a lot wrong. And he's got little baby Thanos now as a, I don't know what it's called, dude. The fucking front backpack with baby Thanos, but he's using his chain. Again, stupid, and it should not work. And we've seen adorable baby Thanos, like, is weird, and it shouldn't work. And he's like, I got a lot of things to make up for, done a whole lot of hell of wrong, and I got a whole mess of regrets. And he's now telling Galactus, I joined him in the beginning, thinking that I could get close to him and slit his throat in his sleep. But then I got lost. So, once Galactus and Cosmic Ghost Rider, Frank Castle, as Ghost Rider, go out after to kill Thanos now. By this point, Frank Castle has completely lost his mind. So he's more of a comedic guy because he's legit fucking crazy now. And once they go to meet Thanos, Thanos kills Galactus and he's like, you're going to be my herald now. So he keeps ending up in these fucked up situations. He's like, I think I can slit his throat, but then I got lost. My mind wasn't, it didn't work good. And before I knew it, I looked up and I had fallen too far. I didn't know how to not be that thing that he made me to be. So now Thanos, giving him more power. As we see Galactus now thinking something else, he's like, you brought the child to me so that we may kill it. And Frank's like, no. I'm trying a different thing now. I was going to try to rehabilitate the kid. So hopefully, and as he's talking about this, we see baby Thanos mentions a flying baby. And Frank's like, who the fuck are you talking about, kid? And we see Yuasu, which is one of the Watchers, now arriving and giving Frank Castle some advice. The Watchers are cosmic beings. They're not supposed to talk. They're not supposed to interact. They're just supposed to observe what's going on and never interfere. Hence, though, they are the Watchers. And he actually talks in this, and he gives Frank some advice that he can't be doing this, that this is a constant that must happen. So he says straight up, you're attempting to change a universal constant, Francis Castle, like trying to leash the phoenix or stop the march of time. The child's path is immutable. Thanos has been chosen by an undefeated opponent. So he's after death. He falls in love with death, and death fucks with him, and that's Thanos' underlying weird history. And he's got a fucked up story too. That's probably, I just love villains anyways. So why the fuck are you here, Tapadillo? Is Frank, that's what he's asking. Like, what, so did you come to gloat? And then the Watcher, Uatu, says, I've come to witness the worthless choice that any living being has ever made in the history of thought, and the immediate consequences thereof. So now there's a more of a dope argument and dialogue going on that's kind of, it's funny but insanely true. And Uatu kind of fucking breaks it down for Frank. Like, let me break it down for you guys too. Frank Castle lost his family to a mob in a mob hit. It turned him into this terrible fucking wrecking machine creature. And he's been given powers and powers moreover now after he was supposed to fucking die, but he never felt his job was over, so he kept taking up these fucked up deals. Let me take a deal with Mephisto to come back to life as Ghost Rider. Let me take a deal with Galactus so I can become more powerful, so I can continue this I need to kill people fucking work of ethic. And that's the way the Watcher puts it to him, like, dude, you're Frank fucking Castle. You're the fucking Punisher. How can you not see this going wrong? But again, he's lost by this point. He's crazy by this point. And that's what I love about it. Like, how perfect is that if Frank Castle were sane? If it was a grounded comic right now, written, where Frank Castle came across a baby, like, would it soften him up a little bit? As opposed to him crazy now, with so many abilities he's gained throughout, and this is way far into the future anyways, but just nuts to see how, again, it should not work, and I love it, dude. So that's pretty much where it's going, dude, and he's like, Francis, by making this choice, you've just created a timeline in which the Punisher raised Thanos as a child. And then we see the final pages of the panel and just pages in general, and it's the Guardians of the Galaxy of this world, and something as soon as the Watcher gives him this heads up, like, dude, you're going to fuck things up way worse than what they are. And Frank Castle gets knocked down, and we see someone, like, holding his fucking face down. He's like, all right, Frank, Ghost Rider, I don't know what the fuck you call yourself anymore, but we gotta stop a lot of shit. And it's like, he's like, who the hell are you? And the man that answers is Cable, and he's like, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy, which was an odd thing to see the last page, because it's Cable from X-Force, it's Jubilee from X-Men, and Generation Next, and then we see like a Howard the Duck Juggernaut looking character. We see like a Rocket Raccoon, but he's got like a Captain Marvel / Nova look to him, which is kind of cool. And the last character is America Chavez. So just interesting. This comic should not work on so many fucking levels. It should not be as funny as it is. It should not be as good as it is. It shouldn't be this fun for as fucked up of a story as it is. And it's essentially, could you people, could anyone have enough balls to kill, essentially, baby Hitler? And Frank Castle going back in time to do it as a comic book Ghost Rider, to now kidnap the kid, and he's like, you know what, I can do better. Like, you can get raised better by the Punisher. So fucked up, and I love the fuck out of it. The art is weird because it's not gorgeous art. It's just the writing is so fucking out there. It works so well with the writing. And these are the type of books and comics that I love reading, where you can appreciate both styles. Like, the grittiness of the writing goes with the grittiness of, like, it doesn't look pretty, but damn, I can, as dark as it is, as fucked up as this is, I should not be liking this. I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. So that's barely 2 issues in, 3 issues in. Guys, it's going to be a 6-issue arc, complete story, 1 through 6 anyways, just a side story. I love the fuck out of it. Find it, guys. If you guys need me, hit me up. I'm going to post up some pictures and shit like that. But all right, if you guys ever need me, go to thecomicsyndicate.com. Subscribe to the podcast more than anything. Go to Google, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Find me at For the Villain on Twitter. Find me at Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter. Find me at Comic Syndicate 1 on Instagram. Like the Facebook page, The Comic Syndicate, and if you guys ever need me again, just hit me up. I'm juggling a lot of plates still, and I'm loving the fuck out of it. I only gave you guys 1 review, but I also gave you a shorter show this week. Much love to everyone that's been hitting me up. I see everything that's been going on, and you guys are helping it grow into something again, and thank you. Much love to all of you guys. Too many to thank. All right, subscribe to the podcast again, iTunes, Stitcher. Rate us, share us. Share us more than anything, guys. But yeah, give me a thumbs up. Give me a like. Write a review. I do appreciate that. But tell your friends about me, dude. I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.